you might say, I'm feeling tired. So you would go over to the couch and
lie down.
What about in your sleep? Do you ever, something you see in your sleep, would you ever dream?
No, you do. Well, yeah, anybody dreams.
But when you wake up, you say, I can't remember what I...
You don't remember what you dream most of the time, I thought, anyway. Some people tell you what they dream, but me, most of the time, I don't know. I may remember some beginning or the end of it, but I don't know what it's all about.
You might say, I dreamed I was falling, and just before I hit the ground, I...
Right. I woke up just before I dreamed. Before I hit the ground.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful, it's a bad feeling, I tell you, when you think you're going to drop and then you wake up there all of a sudden.
Okay. Now, when somebody comes in the house and they're doing that, you say, don't
stomp your feet.
And when a boy was leaving a party, a girl's leaving a party, and a boy wanted to go home with her, he'd say, May I
escort you home?
Okay. Anything else to say? You come up to her and say,
Can I walk you home or escort you home? Or...
All right. Now, you might tell a child, that stove is hot, so...
Don't touch it.
If you wanted a knife and you sent somebody for it, you'd say, go.
Go get me a knife.
You might tell somebody, let's meet in town. There's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
What about, you might say, talk about somebody you saw in town, you say, You wouldn't believe who I this morning, who I...
You wouldn't believe who I seen in town this morning.
Okay. I wasn't looking for him, I just kind of...
Ran across him, or I seen somebody I ain't seen for a long time, or something like that.
If you were going to fire, say, a man that had been working for you, he'd come up to you and he might say,
Give me another chance.
Now, Mr. Lalonde, how did people keep in touch with folks years ago when, say, a relative moved away?
Well, people didn't visit each other no more than their neighbors years ago. You ain't had no, say, back here, we didn't have no telephone, no electric light, we had coal oil lamps, no phone. Whenever somebody died, somebody would get on a horse and go and tell all the neighbors, so-and-so died. That's how you would, the day was you get on the phone and you call on.
Well, what about letters?
Well, letters, you used to write letters to people to move away. You know, you bring them and mail them at the post office.
You might say,
You had to bring your mail and bring it to the post office. Then you had nobody to come pick up them letters. You had to go to the post office yourself and bring that letter.
So you take a letter and after you have